The first thing you notice when you walk in the market, it's packed. Kids playing at a sand station, bluegrass music, tote bags filled to the brim with pak choy, radishes.
I have the bug spray from Wild Fern Medicinals. I've been attacked by bugs this week, so hopefully that'll keep them at bay.
Derek Hugh also bought a dill start. We look over to a near empty table.
There's only one left right now, but I did buy one of these.
By 11:30, even Farragut Farms was running low. They bring their produce from Farragut Bay to Petersburg on a sailboat. Depending on the tide, the trip can take up to 4 hours. But at the market, Marius Metz says the veggies didn't last long.
Stuff flew off the table. We're pretty excited. We're pretty much all out. We've got pecan butter and some dried fruit left, but all our greens went really fast.
She says later in the season, market goers can expect more produce. Things like potatoes, sugar snap peas, and zucchini. Shoreline Sweets is another vendor set up at the market. Melinda May tells me about her specialties.
We make mostly caramel. Our famous thing is the bear claws. And now we have jalapeno caramel.
That's right, jalapeno caramel.
It's hot. It's real sweet. And then it creeps up on you and it kicks you with a bunch of fire.
She says people are surprised when they try it. They take a bite of that tiny morsel of caramel and jalapeno and say,
That's good. And then they look at me like, it's not hot at all. And then we talk for about 10 seconds or so, and then it starts creeping up on them, and they say, that's good again. And then they buy one or two blocks.
I decide to put the jalapeno caramel to the test.
So I'm just getting the caramel. Oh, there comes the heat. It's good. It complements it well. And then it sort of like finishes with the heat, but you also get the sweetness of the caramel a little bit.
Yeah, we don't want to be offensive with it. Just something to give somebody something to think about.
Andrea Weathers is the vendor at Wild Fern Medicinal and the organizer of the market in Petersburg. She looks around the room, assessing the first run of the season.
We have got, I think, 14 tables, and people seem to be selling a lot. People's booths are emptying.
Next time I come to the market, I'll take her advice. Come early. In Petersburg, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.